Segment A, Wrap-Up, Quizlets and Mock Exams. Let's take a look at the structure of this wrap-up page. First of all, on the left side, you'll see all of the sections from all of the chapters that are listed here, so you can very quickly revisit any of those sections you want. The first thing after the introduction are the Quizlets. What differs about the Quizlets here is we're trying to collect everything from all of the chapters here in one area. So you can take these Quizlets all at once, and they combine a lot of the stuff you've been studying throughout the segment, as opposed to dividing them up from chapter to chapter. After you've done all the Quizlets, try the Where Have You Been tool. Just click on the Segment Pages tab, and you'll be able to see what pages you visited. There you'll have the green dot, and then the ones that you did not visit have a red dot. So hopefully they'll all be green, but if you see a couple of red dots, click on those and read that page or engage in that exercise, and that way you can make sure that you've done everything that has been provided for you here on the website. We then have something called the Portal Quiz, and this is really kind of to see, am I ready to take the mock exams? When you've finished the Quizlets, try the Portal Quiz. It's actually, some people say it's even tougher than the mock exams. Take it, and if you pass it, then move on to the mock exams. If you don't pass it, try to pay attention to the questions you missed and go back and revisit those before you move on. And then finally, the mock exams. As you can see, we've got a warning up here. Only take the mock exams after you have read all assigned chapters in the manual and completed all study support on this website for this segment. You should have passed all the Quizlets and Segment Portal Quiz above also. The reason is that after you complete one of the mock exams, it tells you what you got right and what you got wrong, but then it also tells you why you got it right or why you got it wrong. And by focusing in on the questions that you miss, then you can be sure that those are the questions that you need to concentrate on. So if there are 100 total questions from all the mock exams, if you miss 7 of those questions, those are the 7 questions you want to focus on. We also don't want you to try the mock exams before you've done absolutely everything else in the study support, and after you've read all the textbook material and, if you're an on-campus course, attended class. So you wait and do this last, and that way it acts as a great safety net, because the ones you get right, you can be pretty sure you know that stuff. The ones you get wrong are the ones you want to focus on. It makes your educational experience much more efficient, because you can focus in on the areas that you're not understanding, but only if you use this tool properly. We then have the legal movie review. We have kind of a wrap-up for that, where we go back and revisit the relevant to this segment section, and we provide our thoughts on that. So see if you had any of the same observations. I hope you took notes. If not, that's okay too. We also have a classic film recommendation, in this case, Inherit the Wind, which is just a great, great movie based on one of the most important legal cases of all time, what's called the Scopes Monkey Trial, involving Clarence Darrow. If you have any recommendations for movies, send us an idea or send us your input. If you thought a movie was particularly good or not that good, we'd love to hear from you. And when you're done with all that, as you can see at the bottom of the page, your segment progress bar has a final report, and it's done. So when you're completed with all this material, you've finished the study support for this segment. If this is an online program, you will take the Segment A exam next, need to get your password and username for the next segment. If you are an on-campus student, you'll progress to Segment B.